Moving on, agenda item five, we are going to do tomorrow. That's our report by our State Board Liaison member, Steve Moore. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll move on to agenda item six is the uncontested items calendar. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes the board to pull agenda item six off of the uncontested items calendar? This is the master reclamation requirements for Casta Noah Lodge. I have no speaker cards for it. I do not.
Then I'll move approval.
Okay, go ahead. Dr. Wolf has a question.
Thank you. Reviewing the notes here, I'm looking at page 13, and where there's a description of what type of reliability features the facility should have. And under item 16, it basically gives three options. It says one of the following reliability features: alarm and standby power source, or alarm and automatic actuated short-term retention, or automatically activated long-term storage. And I'm not suggesting we're going to design this system, but you cannot have item B and C if you do not have standby power. If you don't have any type of backup power, you cannot operate alarms, because alarms are electrically and electronically operated. So I suggest that, you know, there's a little issue here. You're only strongest at your weakest link. So that's, I think, a little area that should be reviewed. A year ago, we revised the NPDES permit guidelines for water treatment plants, and we included a more robust language pertaining to preventative maintenance and made reference to applicable national standards. And I would suggest that in the section 20 and 21 on maintenance, that perhaps some of the language which has been adopted for water treatment plants an NPDES permit be included, maybe on, you know, lighter, because this is not that size of facility, but nevertheless, you know, we're talking thousands of gallons processed every day. So, you know, there's a need here to make sure that, the preventive maintenance program is not going to inadvertently down the road have any issues. So those were a couple of little suggestions that I made.
Well, the first one seems like kind of not a minor suggestion, something a little more substantive.
Yeah, I was being...
So how can we address that?
I'll go back. Cecile DiMartini with the Region 3 Water Board. I'll go back and look at that to see if maybe if it was more of an and conjunction instead of an or. And double check to see maybe if the language came from Title 22. And if it did, then we'll definitely look into that. If not, then we can modify the backup power system. And I've taken note of the updated wastewater treatment plan. I'm not too sure if that's specific to municipal only and specific to NPDES, but I will definitely look into this. This is a private facility, and it's not NPDES, but I will see how that fits into this order.
But, yeah, and, you know, some of the language, likewise, that took place with municipalities where old legacy language that goes back, I think, 25 years. So when we review these new projects, it's probably an opportunity to dust off a little bit the, the language and update it.
I agree.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Ken, perhaps Cecile can tell you what she finds out, because we can vote on the order and adopt it.
Well, is it going to require are you going to have to go back and revise the order? Should we bring it back in September? How critical is the timing on this?
There's no critical timing. I think the discharger would definitely start, is actually already starting moving forward with some of the new requirements as far as monitoring, but You know, again, if it's just a single change of a word, I don't know if we can. I think maybe we can change it now. I don't know how that works out.
No, so do you want to take a look at it and come back later today and
sure.
tell us whether or not you
I'll definitely do
can
that.
Make the change in the mm-hmm. record? I'm looking to
okay.
Jessica, or we can decide to just carry it over to September.
Well, I'm sure it won't take me long, and okay. I can go research it really quick.
Okay.
Is the discharger here?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure if there were any changes that they would be aware of them before we voted on them.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to...
We'll postpone it just till
later
today. We're going
to postpone this agenda item 6 until staff reports back to us on
right.
What she finds out in response to Dr. Wolf's questions.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.